Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She is home, safe, and sound. A happy ending to the search for a 9-year-old girl who went missing over the weekend in a state park in New York.
Charlotte Senna has been located and is in good health, and a suspect is in custody. Authorities say the girl vanished during a family camping trip in upstate New York. Hundreds of law enforcement officers, forest rangers, and others searched for her after she disappeared while riding her bicycle Saturday evening. Her mother called 911 after her bicycle was found around 6:45 p.m. Saturday. Officials then issued an Amber Alert Sunday morning after an exhaustive search and concern that she had possibly been abducted. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And police say it was a fingerprint on a ransom note left at the victim's home that led them to the suspect and the child. Although he has filed a resolution to remove fellow Republican Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, it appears unlikely that Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz will succeed in forcing McCarthy to surrender that Speaker's gavel.
It would take a majority of the House to get rid of the Speaker, and that's a lot of votes.
Correspondent Lisa Mascaro on Capitol Hill. One of a number of legal challenges brought against him, former President Trump says a New York civil fraud case, just another attempt to hobble his presidential campaign.
This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election.
And he is doing well, leading all Republican challengers by a wide margin, even holding a growing lead over President Biden in some polls. Jury selection beginning today in the trial of fallen cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried, accused of bilking thousands of customers of his FTX digital coin exchange. Dow futures down 150 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-smoker, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 800-773-0433. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 800-773-0433. Remember, 800-773-0433. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker underwriting exam required to qualify. That number for Term Busters is 800-773-0433. 800-773-0433.
Ukrainian intelligence says it has taken down a Russian spy network.
Ukraine's security service says the network was recruited by a pro-Russian blogger, whom they accuse of being a Russian agent. He's said to have approached them after they subscribed to his Telegram social media feed. The SBU says they and others funneled information about military bases and troop movements, as well as directing Russian air attacks, including on civilian buildings. One of these was said to be a high-rise in Mykolaiv hit last year in a missile strike. Seven civilians died. Four of the group have already been given lengthy prison sentences. Nine others are in detention under investigation.
The BBC's Danny Aberhart. Three people are dead in a Bangkok mall shooting, and Thai police say they have a suspect in custody. The sound of gunfire sent hundreds of shoppers running for their lives at that major shopping mall in the center of Thailand's capital city. News and analysis, townhall.com. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell goes on a fact-finding trip to PA.
Depending on how you go, York, Pennsylvania is a little more than 90 miles from Washington, D.C. Powell traveled to York to learn about the efforts of the longtime manufacturing hub to diversify its economy. But he also heard from small business owners about how they're personally grappling with inflation, high interest rates, labor shortages, and other challenges of the post-pandemic economy. The business people were generally optimistic, but expressed a range of concerns, including finding all the workers they need and how higher interest rates have discouraged them from expanding. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tesla's summertime deliveries of electric vehicles surged 27% from last year, but still fell below analyst projections. Elon Musk's car company found itself navigating softening customer demand as well as factory upgrades. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
North Star Drywall would like to salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood. This message is courtesy of U.S. Coast Guard veteran Ray Bainin from North Star Drywall. Serving the area with pride and integrity for over 30 years. Specializing in interior drywall, painting, and more. Quality work on time, on budget. Call 715-367-1209 for North Star Drywall. On the air because they care.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. A green alert has been issued for an at-risk Wisconsin veteran.
Tomah police say anyone encountering 51-year-old Shane Helmbrecht should use caution due to his mental status and history of assault and not liking law enforcement. Helmbrecht, found not guilty in 2016 by reason of insanity in a first-degree intentional homicide case in Eau Claire County, was last seen Friday at a Tomah group home where he's been court-ordered to live. Helmbrecht has connections in Tomah, Eau Claire, and Portage, and may be driving his parents' green Toyota with Wisconsin plate F87FNN. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The homicide trial of a former Milwaukee police officer is finally moving ahead. Michael Mattioli is charged with first-degree reckless homicide, accused of putting Joel Acevedo in a chokehold in April of 2020 while on duty. Acevedo later died. His mom, Maribel Acevedo.
A chokehold is a chokehold, and there is no pre-existing medical issues that can cause that death. I don't need to be a medical examiner to come with that conclusion.
Mattioli's trial has been delayed three times, but he was in Milwaukee County Court Monday for a pretrial hearing. The World Dairy Expo is kicking off its 56th annual event this week in Madison.
It's taking place through Friday at Madison's Alliant Energy Center. The expo brings in enthusiasts from across the globe to showcase dairy cattle and technologies in the dairy industry. Dane County signed an agreement that keeps the expo in Madison through 2028 at least. Now, last year's expo drew more than 2,600 cows from the U.S. and Canada and nearly 55,000 people, along with 650 vendors from around the world. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Wisconsin's charter school program is getting more federal funding.
The U.S. Department of Education is awarding $58 million in grants to Wisconsin's private charter schools. The five-year program is aimed at creating new schools and ensuring that current schools remain up to date on training and certification. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The man who created the Green Bay Packers' iconic G logo died over the weekend. John Gordon was an assistant equipment manager for the Packers, as well as an art student at St. Norbert College in 1961. In a video made by the college, Gordon explains what his boss in the equipment department told him Coach Vince Lombardi was looking for.
He wants a logo, and it's going to be a G on a football shirt.
A day later, Gordon's sketch of that logo was approved. His contribution to Packers history earned him an induction into the Packers Hall of Fame. John Gordon was 83 years old. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips, passed away on September 23rd. She is survived by her four children, Diane Will of Prentice, by Penny Wild of Winnemucca, Nevada, by Lisa Bleck of Winnemucca, Nevada, and by Patrick Jr. of Austin, Minnesota. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her two great-granddaughters, her two great-grandsons, also survived by her siblings, Joe, Bob, and Tony of Phillips, and Bill of Fort Collins, Colorado, and by Irma Nitzel of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Survived also by two sisters-in-law. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the funeral home. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A graveside service will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery on Saturday, October 7th at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can Reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information. As we move deeper into the autumn season, deer move closer to their mating season, or we call it the rutting season. So they're more active, and of course, then we have more vehicle collisions with deer. I saw the sign on the interstate this past weekend indicating some 16,000 deer collisions with vehicles occurred last year. I think the average is actually higher, closer to about 19,000 over the past bunch of years. And oftentimes, it's just difficult to avoid hitting a deer because they pop out right in front of us. Now, slow down around deer areas and be especially alert during low light hours, but they're running around during the day sometimes too, so you just never know. So if you can't avoid a deer, you just want to brake firmly right away to maybe stop before you hit it. Try not to swerve to the left if there's oncoming traffic, or if you swerve to the right, you could go off the road, have a more serious accident. 8:45 to 9:45 is the minor fish feeding period today. 3:15 to 5:15 is our major fish feeding period later on. Our moon is waxing gibbous, setting this afternoon about 12:30, rising tonight about 9. The sun rose this morning at 7:02. It'll set this evening in Park Falls at 6:40. It'll be another incredibly warm summer day today with our high at 80+, with winds out of the south increasing quite a bit, 10 to 20 miles an hour for the afternoon. And then tonight we'll have a steady to strong south wind. Clouds increase, could have a light shower by daybreak, shouldn't be much. Our low drops to around 64 degrees only. And then on Wednesday, we have a chance for a spotty shower or two during the day. Shouldn't be a lot of rain. Our high is still around 70 with winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour, diminishing some in the afternoon. And then for Thursday, clouds increase, could have a spotty afternoon shower. Our high is at 62, so it's starting to cool down. Southwest westerly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And then it's cloudy and cold and windy on Friday with our high in the upper 40s, with a chance for a few rain showers. Staying pretty cold for the weekend, may have some frost potential Sunday morning and Monday morning. Take care. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klepetic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 61 degrees.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Business Bureau, their tax attorneys, and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks shut down the New York Giants on the road.
The Seahawks smothered the Giants 24-3, sparked by a dominating defense that recorded 11 sacks and caused 3 turnovers. Cornerback Devin Weatherspoon had 2 of the sacks and added a huge 97-yard interception return for a touchdown to spark the win. Witherspoon's interception off Daniel Jones came late in the third quarter, with the Giants threatening to close a 14-3 gap at the Seattle 5-yard line.
Big play, changing momentum. We go up another touchdown, so our mindset kind of changed when we go back on defense. We can run different coverages and stuff, but it was a big play for sure.
Jones also fumbled on the Giants' opening drive of the game, negating another scoring opportunity when he was sacked by Bobby Wagner, one of 17 tackles for the Seahawks' veteran linebacker. Tom Merriam, East Rutherford.
NBA news, LeBron James says his 18-year-old son is progressing in his rehabilitation from cardiac arrest. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball, the postseason begins today with Game 1 of the 4 wild card series in the American League. Texas plays at Tampa Bay, while Toronto visits Minnesota. In the National League, Arizona plays at Milwaukee, while Philadelphia hosts Miami. All 4 series are best of 3 games. Off the field, Phil Nevin will not return as Los Angeles Angels manager next season. The Angels announced Monday they've declined their option on Nevin's contract for the 2024 season. Los Angeles will have its 4th manager in 6 years since the departure of Mike Socia, who held the job for 19 years. Meanwhile, the mother of Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Josh Lowe and Texas Rangers first baseman Nathaniel Lowe will not make the trip to Tropicana Field for this week's AL wildcard series featuring her sons because she's battling cancer. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers open the Major League Baseball wildcard playoffs tonight against Arizona. I'm Bill Scott with sports, but they'll be without Game 2 starter Brandon Woodruff. He'll miss the series due to a shoulder injury.
It sucked, man. We got a good clubhouse, and I want to be a part of that. And, you know, sitting here now, I may not, so that's the hard part. So, but, you know, we got a good group, and, you know, I think we'll be fine, and I'll be right in the middle of it.
Brewers won the National League Central with a 92-70 record to earn their spot in the postseason. Arizona claimed the 3rd and final National League wildcard spot despite losing their last 4 games. They like to run, and manager Craig Counsell was asked how the Brewers control that.
Yeah, so the best thing you can do is keep them off base, and that's, I think we're good at that, and that's still the best thing. Look, they have some players that are very difficult to stop. It doesn't matter what team your other uniform you're wearing. Delaware. And so they have a guy who is an elite base dealer for sure. They're an aggressive team, and I think they're very well coached in how they attack you on the bases. And then, yeah, we got to have a plan for it. Absolutely.
Corbin Burns gets the start in the opener for the Brewers tonight. Seahawks sacked Daniel Jones 11 times last night, crushing the Giants 24-3 in Monday Night Football. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor will resume practicing with the team this week. He could play against the Titans on Sunday. Bucks open training camp practice today after going through media day on Monday. They'll open exhibition play against the Bulls on Sunday afternoon. Newly acquired Damian Lillard on hand, excited to get things rolling with Bucks MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I mean, the best thing I could tell you is how exciting it's going to be, how excited I am, and that I'm prepared for it. You know, I don't go into any situation expecting, you know, for things to be about me. So I know the player that he is, I know the player that I am, and I know how to make my presence felt regardless of the role.
For the sixth week in a row, the Wisconsin women's volleyball team ranked number one in the country in the American Volleyball Coaches Association poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out a couple of local sports notes, the Butternut Middle School girls basketball team traveled to LCO for a pair of games last night. The young B team played very well as they worked for a 27-13 win. Chloe Radlinger with 12, Elijah Hammond with 8, and Bailey Pritzel with 4. The 8th grade team, they had a rough battle as LCO came out and were the aggressive team with a physical, scrappy game. According to Coach Sherwinski, the midgets held their composure and eventually pulled away with a 39-20 win. Gianna Nearing had 11 for the middle school Butternut girls, and Olivia Hammond had 10. Both Ellie Kohler and Virginia Augustine, they added 6 points and match LCO's scrappy physical play. It was a good team effort. According to Coach Shawinski, the Butternut girls go to 8-1 on the year. They'll host Mellon tonight with the first game starting at 5:45. The Lakeland schedule has volleyball action. Hosting Medford, the girls' swim team will travel to Merrill, and the Lakeland boys' soccer team will play host to the Lakeland squad. High school football coming up for you on Friday night. We've got a doubleheader, a 3:45 game, as Shawamigan will be up in Mellon. No lights up there, so they'll start that early. And then we'll have the Phillips game, as they will host Winter Birchwood on Friday night. That'll be 7 o'clock. Both games will be right here for you on 98Q Country. I was talking about the Lakeland schedule. Actually, the Lakeland schedule for tonight, you can cross off everything I previously said about the Lakeland schedule. The boys' soccer team will travel to, will host Rhinelander, and the girls' volleyball team of Lakeland, they will travel to Northland Pines in action tonight. I had next week's schedule. Apologize. We've got archive football for you. The games from Friday night. We've got already the Shawama game posted on there. The Phillips game will be coming a little later today at under construction. Be patient with us on the 98Q Country website. We appreciate that. 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country sports.
It's nuts. Car seats? I'm not against car seats. I'm just telling you, I'm tired of strapping my granddaughter in like a NASCAR driver to drive 2 miles to get a Diet Coke from the mini mart. She's 54 pounds. I'm going to get a hernia hauling her in and out of the state. What age can you take them out now? 5, 7, 18? Here's your high school diploma. You get to ride home like a big boy today. Hey, come on. Car seat, we didn't even have seat belts. I walked the back seat of my mother's car for 4 years. She'd be driving, I'd just be walking the back seat side to side. Sure, every now and then she'd hit the brakes, I'd fly up into the front. She'd toss me back like a trout. What are you doing up here? Get back there.
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Say what?
better Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, or maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass
day. I'm supposed to fix the fence, but with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense.
Riley Green with Half of Me and 98 Q Country. All right, one final blast of summer humidity and warmth today. The wind will make that feel not quite as warm, but then we're going to settle into some fall type temperatures here as we get into tomorrow and the weekend. You're going to be reaching for sweatshirts and maybe even a middle range coat possibly for the weekend. Brewers, we've got Brewer playoff baseball for you today. Now, the Brewers are going to be playing on ESPN2, all three of their games, if there is a third one, with about right around a 5:30 pregame is what I was told by the Brewers. And they always say, we'll let you know if that changes. But the first pitch will be shortly after 6 o'clock for the Brewers today, tomorrow. Thursday could change if some other teams get knocked out. So pay attention for Thursday if there is a Thursday game. But Brewers will host Arizona. Arizona kind of stumbled into the playoffs. They lost like three out of their last four games, but they got in. And the Brewers get to host these games. They don't have Brandon Woodruff, a very emotional Brandon Woodruff. You heard him earlier this morning. Not being able to pitch and be on the playoff roster here. So that doesn't help the cause, but well, we'll just see it. Playoff base. I mean, if there is a sport where records, it just seems like with baseball being, you know, they play 162 games, which means even the worst teams like Oakland manage to eke out 40 or 50 wins out of those 162. So even if you get a team that maybe isn't quite as good as the other team, one person, you know, hits a home run with the bases loaded, one pitcher gets a couple of ground balls, a couple atom balls for double plays, and all of a sudden, you know, the team that didn't have that great of a season, you know, they beat a team in a series. So that's, I think playoff baseball
there's just a certain, the intensity of a fan watching it is so much different than the regular season. The regular season, you're like, it's 6 months, la-da-da. I'll go outside and mow the lawn in the second inning, come back in the fifth and see what happens. But if you're a baseball fan, playoff baseball is, you're right there. You know, every pitch, and the crowd is hyped up. I'm assuming AmFam Field will be packed tonight for that. So that'll be fun. We'll have it for you at 5:30, the pregame. 6:05, right around there, will be the first pitch for the Brewers today, tomorrow, and if necessary on Thursday. If they win the series, then they'll begin a best of five segment over the weekend. We had plenty of warmth over the weekend, didn't we? It was warm and humid. Some thunderstorms here and there. I ventured down to Madison over the weekend. I'm going to save those stories for tomorrow because I always like to tell my venture, my travel venture stories. And I always stumble into something. I always like to have that with an audience. So Austin will be in tomorrow. So we'll share that tomorrow, and we'll let Austin shake his head at the old guy and things that I do when I'm out and about. But had a nice weekend down in Madison. Got a chance to see firsthand. I not only got a chance to see the Bears blow that game, but being in Madison and being like an hour away from Chicago, I got a chance to see it in front of a whole bunch of Bears fans too. It was just a thing of beauty. And it wasn't, the Bears aren't going anywhere this year. So the Bear fans weren't surprised. They were just hand in head. They were never really excited about the 28-7 lead because they knew the game wasn't over yet. Just kind of, head in hands, eyes to the floor, shaking of the head side to side as the Bears blew that 28-7 lead. And I'll say that Denver kind of took it too. But yeah, that one hurt for the Bears being up by that much. There were some good early games on Sunday. The late games were stinkers, but boy, there were some good early ones with Philadelphia, and the Viking game was pretty good. The Vikings finally went two consecutive quarters without turning the ball over. They played 16 quarters. Finally, the Vikings played a second half without turning the ball over, and they won the game kind of easily. I guess anytime you win the game and it doesn't come down to, a last-second play at the goal line, you consider that an easy win because it seems like all the games, not all but most, come down to the last drive, the last play at the goal line, overtime. It's crazy, and the NFL is so week to week. I mean, look at the Dolphins. They win 70-20, then they got lit up on Sunday. So another fun year of the NFL. The Packers are 2-2. They'll be in action on Monday night football for the Packers this week, and we'll have that for you here. Let me grab the schedule here because I kind of tuned out the Packers there. Having played last Thursday, the Packers will travel to the Raiders. And the Raiders can't figure out who they're going to play at quarterback either. But there's a lot of teams, not the Packers, but others can't figure it out. So this is a good time for the Packers because if they can figure out a way to get a win Monday night, then they got a bye week. So, they could come back on October 22nd, maybe be a little bit, healthier. Aaron Jones, I think Bakhtiari's done for a while, right? They put him on the injured list. So we'll cross that out. But, the Packers, the schedule is fairly kind to the Packers. I mean, at the Raiders are not a great team. At the Broncos are not a great team. The Vikings at home, the Vikings are a question mark whether they can stop not shooting themselves in the foot. You got the Rams at home. They're not very good. The Steelers on the road. The Steelers are struggling. Chargers at home. I mean, the schedule early on here is not that bad. You got the Chiefs later on. You got them at home. I'm looking at the schedule, and once you get three or four games into the season, you can kind of analyze, okay, that team that I thought was going to be good, they're not good this year, and vice versa. And you look at the schedule, and I still think the Packers are only going to win 8 or 9 games. But there is opportunities there to possibly get to 10 or 11. I mean, the Bears are horrible. I mean, the Panthers are not a very good team. They got them on the schedule. The Buccaneers are, the Giants are, boo, you saw them last night. Ugh. So, I mean, it's there. It's definitely not a gauntlet of really, really high-level teams. you know, like 49ers or Eagles or Dolphins. Those are some of the elite teams. They're not on the schedule. It lines up well for Mr. Love if he can, you know, lead this team. It's there. It's there for the Packers. We've got 7:51. We're going to do a little coaches show this morning. We are not going to be able to talk to Coach Morgan. Coach Morgan, he met a deer this morning while driving the vehicle. So we wish the best to Coach Morgan in getting that figured out, as he smacked one pretty good. He sent me the photo of it, of the car. So Coach Morgan can't make it this morning, but we'll get Coach Precor on a little bit after 9 to talk Logger football.
Nothing slows my little girl down except a stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
North and Heavy Duty in Butternut, Wisconsin has an immediate opening for a full-time heavy-duty service technician. Job duties include diesel engine services, general maintenance, brakes, tires, and DOT inspections on flatbeds, motorhomes, and semis. Offering competitive wages plus vacation, health, insurance, and more. Experience preferred but not required. Stop in and apply today at North and Heavy Duty, located at N16184 Old Highway 13 in Butternut, Wisconsin. Please ask for Lori and move your career forward. North and Heavy Duty is an equal opportunity employer.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 61 degrees.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit.
98Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me.
Line, girl, playing with fire.
she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up and when the wine is gone, like a record on rain day. Laying on memories and talking about what we used to be. She probably be the death of me, but damn it, it ain't sweet. She's my